Street. This is TheBeelPod.com, The Week in Georgia, in English, coming to you from foggy San Francisco, California. Today is Thursday, the 2nd of November. On this date in 1912, Bulgaria defeats the Ottoman Empire at the Battle of Luleburgas during the First Balkan War. 1914, Russia declares war on the Ottoman Empire and the Dardanelles are closed in response. 1917, UK Foreign Secretary Arthur Balfour pens a letter, later known as the Balfour Declaration, to Lord Walter Rothschild, announcing British support for a national home for the Jewish people in Palestine. Also that same day, in 1917, the Military Revolutionary Committee of the Petrograd Soviet, responsible for planning and carrying out the Russian Revolution, meets for the first time. 1930, Roz Tafari Makonnen is crowned as Haile Selassie I, 225th emperor of the Ethiopian Salomonic dynasty. Today is a Rastafarian holy day. 1951, 6,000 British soldiers head to Egypt to quell unrest in the Suez Canal zone. 1965, a Quaker named Norman Morrison sets himself on fire and burns to death in front of the Pentagon to protest the use of napalm by U.S. forces in Vietnam. Birthdays are Umar II in 682, the Umayyad Caliph, known for ordering the first official collection of hadiths. French Queen Marie Antoinette in 1755, the penultimate Ottoman Sultan Mehmed V in 1844, and American rappers Nelly and Prodigy, both in 1974. I'm your host, Mark Mullen. If you'd like to comment on the forum or ask a question, go to TabilPod.com or send us an email at TabilPod@gmail.com. The Tbilisi Court of Appeals ruled that Tianeti mayoral candidate Tamas Mechiaouri won the... Tianeti mayoral candidate Tamas Mechiaouri won the race, making him the only opposition candidate to win a mayoral spot in the entire country. Court of Appeals decision is final and cannot be subjected to further review. Mechiaouri won the original vote, lost an Otsneba-initiated recount, and then the Mskhete District Court and the appeal ruled in his favor. Mechiaouri is a former Otsneba member and former chairman of Parliament's Finance and Budget Committee. He quit the ruling party before the 2016 parliamentary elections and established the party For United Georgia. Central Election Commission released their final vote tallies. No results changed much from the preliminary count. Kahi Kaladze won Tbilisi with 50.9% of the vote. Otsneba received the most support, 82.26% of votes in Sachkhere municipality of Imereti, and the least, 40.08% of votes in Martvili municipality in Samegrelo. Kutaisi, Kazbegi, Khashuri, Borjomi, Ozugeti, and Martvili. Runoffs will be conducted on the 12th of November. Azerbaijani President Ilham Aliyev, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, and Georgian President Georgi Margvelashvili met in Alat, Azerbaijan on Monday the 30th to celebrate the departure of the first train on the Baku-Tbilisi-Kars line. Kazakh Prime Minister Bakizan Saginatyev, Uzbek Prime Minister Abdullah Aripov, and representatives of the Turkmen and Tajik governments were also present. The project has been in the making for 10 years, covers 826 kilometers, and will allow cargo to travel from China to Europe in 12 to 15 days, competitive with routes through Iran and Russia, and faster than sea transport. The port at Alat is the largest port on the Caspian Sea. Passenger service will begin in 2018 and will allegedly include, and this is awesome, sleeper cars between Baku and Istanbul. The train was scheduled to be completed in 2010 and then rescheduled many times. It did not receive backing from the U.S. or the EU because its route deliberately avoids Armenia, despite that being the fastest route to Turkey. Instead, Azerbaijan funded its section and part of Georgia's using its sovereign wealth fund. Estonian President Kersti Kaljulaid visited Georgia from the 31st to the 2nd, along with several ministers and commander of the Estonian Defense Forces. She met with President Margvelashvili, Prime Minister Georgi Kvitikashvili, and Parliamentary Chairman Irakli Kobakhidze. A 33-member business delegation also came to Georgia to attend the Georgian-Estonian Business Forum on the 1st. She visited the South Ossetia, the president visited the South Ossetian occupation line, which she called the Line of Evil, and gave a speech at the Kutaisi University. Finnish Defense Minister Jussi Nildisto visited Georgia on the 30th and 31st, met with Georgian Defense Minister Levani Soria. He also visited the NATO-Georgia Joint Training and Evaluation Center, delivered a lecture on total defense for the Georgian military. Abdullah ibn Mohammed al-Assheikh, chairman of the Consultative Assembly of Saudi Arabia, visited Georgia this week and met with Prime Minister Kvitikashvili, President Margvelashvili, Parliamentary Chairman Kobakhidze, and Foreign Minister Mikhail Janelidze. The Spanish Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Cooperation released a statement last week in response to the opening of the South Ossetian Foreign Ministry office in Barcelona. The ministry confirmed that Spain considers South Ossetia to be an integral part of Georgia and that no EU members recognize it as a state. South Ossetia and Abkhazia have both supported the Catalan independence movement. Two United States congressmen, Republican Ted Poe and Democrat Gene Green, introduced a resolution on Georgia last week. It states the U.S. and Georgia are, quote, bound together by an oath of friendship and a shared commitment to the cause of freedom, end quote, and goes on to reaffirm support for Georgia's territorial integrity and all the usual stuff. The resolution also mentions concerns about, in this quote, and quite interesting, concerns about individuals in Georgia working to undermine commitments made to American companies, end quote, calls on Georgian government to strengthen laws related to contracts and intellectual property. U.S. Senator James Rich, in an interview with Civil.ge, said that he expects Georgia to join NATO once it meets the criteria for membership and that he supports sending weapons to Ukraine. A Georgian citizen, Georgi Salaridze, with the Ukrainian army, was killed by Russian-backed forces during the battle near Donetsk Airport in the Donbas region of Ukraine. He volunteered for the army in 2014, along with a number of other Georgians. Georgian police arrested a man known by the initials ECH, wanted by Interpol for selling drugs in Germany. He was caught while trying to enter Georgia. Extradition procedures have begun. Public defender Uche Nanoashvili and local NGOs are calling for an investigation into the death of 32-year-old Pata Paliashvili. While being arrested, the police were called on the 25th of October to defuse an argument between two neighbors in Tbilisi. Paliashvili approached them while drunk and began insulting the police and other people at the scene. The police say that they arrested him and then, and I quote, he collapsed suddenly and died. Eyewitnesses say he asked for help and refused it by police. Body camera recordings show only what happened before and after his arrest and death. The opposition invited Interior Minister to Parliament to answer questions about the death, but Senior Otsneba Member of Parliament Gia Volsky called the invitation an attempt to stage a political circus. South Ossetian President Anatoly Bibilov visited North Ossetia for the 9th Conference of the Ossetian People. He gave a speech calling for closer integration between Ossetians and protested recent concerts by Georgians in North Ossetia. Russian forces finished exercises this week in Abkhazia and Krasnodar regions of Russia. The Russian military reports that 2,000 troops participated. Abkhazia has allowed for 500 Syrian Circassian families to settle there. Abkhazian President Raul Khajimba noted that some of these people, young people, went back to Syria to stand with the government troops, and they are ready to defend Syria to the end. 27th of October was Day of the Abkhaz Language. Prime Minister Georgi Kvitikashvili celebrated the day by announcing a new program that will work on the protection and development of Abkhaz. He also said an honest and comprehensive approach towards the Abkhaz language and the culture will be pivotal in restoring burnt bridges. The Tbilisi-based Abkhazian government in exile already runs Abkhaz language classes in a few schools in Tbilisi, Zugdidi, Senaki, and Batumi. Prime Minister Kvitikashvili announced that 250 IDP families would be given new apartments in Tbilisi, Gori, Rustavi, and Batumi. Since 2012, 15,800 families have been given homes. Madi Kutanidze, a member of the women's rights group in Sapati, has accused Tamaz Akubardia, her former math teacher, former member of parliament, and 2014 Green Party election candidate, of sexual abuse. Kurtanidze posted her account in an open letter on the Sapati website, and police are looking into the matter. Akubardia called the allegations slanderous and said that Kurtanidze was defaming him and his family. On the 15th of October, Guram Kashia, captain of the national football team, wore a rainbow armband during a match for his professional team, Vitesse Arnhem. The act was part of a diversity awareness campaign by the Dutch Football Union and has been received badly by many in Georgia. The World Value Survey ranked Georgia as the third most homophobic country, and conservative and far-right groups have called for Kashia to be dropped from the Georgian team. However, Kashia has received support from current and former presidents, the Georgian Football Federation, a number of other footballers and officials, as well as Facebook. Dispute over a mosque in Marnouli is ongoing. In 2014, the government assigned the privately run mosque to the Georgian Muslims Department after many years of independence. Locals are appealing the decision with the Tbilisi City Court with help from the Human Rights Education and Monitoring Center. They're claiming that the decision to transfer control is politically influenced and does not take into account the history of the mosque. The head of the Muslims Department said all mosques in Georgia, which are not registered to a concrete individual or private agency, are assigned to the state. And we unify all Muslims living in Georgia. We do not interfere in the activities of any mosque, but only oversee them. The court will begin considering the case on the 5th of December. A miner, David Porchidze, died in a coal mine collapse in Tribouli, a town in Imereti. Next day, during an inspection by the Ministry of Labor, more sections collapsed. Police have begun an investigation into the workplace safety at the mine. The Minister of Economy and Ministry of Health have called on the Saknashiri GIG group to halt mining activities until the conclusion of the investigation. In May, four miners died in the same mine shaft during another collapse. Geostat, the National Statistics Office in Georgia, reports the Georgian economy grew 4.4% in the third quarter of 2017, double last year's 2.2% third quarter growth. They forecast 4% economic growth in 2017 and 4.5% in 2018. Georgia is expecting a plentiful orange harvest this year. Ajada and Gudia expect to pick and export 40,000 tons of fruit. The Ministry of Agriculture is looking for new markets, particularly in Central Asia. A new biosafety point for cattle and other livestock is opened in Kakheti, the third in the region. There are also two in Kwemokartli. The biosafety points check animals to ensure that they are free from infectious diseases and can process up to 3,000 cattle a day. Services are free to farmers and are overseen by veterinarians from the National Food Agency. These inspections and disease reduction steps are part of the process of meeting EU standards. New border facility in eastern Akhaltsikhe along the Turkish border has opened. The facility was constructed with funding from the United States Defense Threat Reduction Agency. The DTRA also supplied equipment and vehicles to border guards. The Gudauri Khobi section of the Ntatsminda Stepanitsminda Larsi Road to Russia was closed to trailer traffic and semis on the 30th of October due to heavy snowfall. Prime Minister Kvitagashvili announced a new 6-month road rehabilitation project that will work on a number of different minor roads, including several near the Armenian-Azerbaijani border. A Korean company has been contracted to do the work, but Kvitagashvili also expects the project to create local jobs. German development bank KfW, shareholder and ProCredit Bank, has offered a grant of €1,650,000 for tourism and utility infrastructure in Mskhetem, Tianeti, and Imereti. The agreement has already been signed. Planning will begin soon. Between January and September this year, Georgia's protected areas received 860,000 visitors. This is an increase of 33% from the same period last year, indicative of general tourism trends. The most visited place was the Prometheus Caves, and the largest number of visitors came from Russia overall. A new trekking route is set up in Upper Ajada in 2018. The Chiruchi Chichani Goderzi route will accommodate cycling, hiking, and jeeps. The total route will cross Shuachevi and Hulo municipalities and take 3 to 5 days. I bet it's beautiful. Anybody who takes that route, please let us know. Film director Mariam Khachvani won the Best Director's Award at the Tofi Fest Film Festival in Poland and the Prix de Public at the festival Cinemed in France for her new film Dede. The film is about a young woman growing up in Svaneti and was shot in Ushguli, a community of highland villages where Khachvani was born. Most of the film is in the Svanuri language. The meme this week is a video titled "Don't Go to Georgia" featuring a bunch of blatantly untrue statements in English and French about Georgia on top of videos of many of the wonderful things about Georgia, including cultural highlights. It's basically a tourism pitch. Very beautiful video. Stuff to read. Civil.ge spoke to four current and former members of parliament about their views on the new constitution. Otsnebas Irakli Kobachidze said predictably, as he has said many times, that it was very sophisticated, emphasized that it weakens Otsneba's position and strengthens the opposition, which is not true. Dato Usabashvili from the development movement blamed President Mark Velashvili for not compromising and thus losing an opportunity to make changes, which is the same thing that he said about the NGOs when he was speaker towards the end before the parliamentary elections. Economist blog wrote about the differing voting patterns of rural and urban Georgians. They noted that rural voters vote for the party currently in power at higher rates than urban Georgians. This is true during UNM's tenure and is held for Otsneba as well. As a result, political change comes from bigger cities like Tbilisi, Kutaisi, Batumi, Rustavi, and Poti. Carnegie Europe's Tom Duvall published an article on Abkhazia arguing that perpetuating its isolation will not benefit any side in the long run and that the European Union should invest more there. He notes that the current situation is approaching normality, but tensions under the surface, Abkhaz political divides, discrimination in Gali, weak executives, and the strong Russian presence could spill over into something unspecified, but definitely bad. EurasiaNet wrote about the impact that the new ban on foreign ownership of agricultural land is having on individuals and will have on the economy overall. Experts warn the ban will hamper foreign direct investment, which it surely will. Georgia's largest banks will not be able to seize land in case of mortgage default and thus will not offer credit for land deals. Some see the ban as a populist exercise in economic nationalism, which is exactly what it is. And that may have helped political parties, but that hurts Georgia. Transparency International Georgia reported in 2014 only 0.7% of Georgia's land was owned by foreigners, but politicians like Free Georgia's Kacha Kukava have been warning that floods of Arabs will soon turn Georgians into a minority. But he's an idiot. Authorities have begun to make exceptions to the rule, but they are temporary fixes. Mike Calgill, president of the American Chamber of Commerce of Georgia, published an opinion piece in The Hill arguing for an American-Georgian free trade agreement. He says Georgia is thriving in large part due to bipartisan support in Congress and the U.S. government, and free market economic reforms and diversification have made it an appealing business environment. He noted the recent IMF annual growth revision to 4.3%, a Moody's rating of BA3, Prime Minister Kvitikashvili's strategy for attracting investment, favorable taxes, and new development, including the Anaklia Deep Water Port and the Baku-Tbilisi-Kars Railway. He also notes that Georgia already has free trade agreements with Europe and China, giving it access to over 2 billion customers. Calgill is absolutely right, and it would be a great thing for U.S. relations with Georgia if that were to happen, and a good thing for the U.S. Post-Pravda interviewed Gocha Gobadze, a Georgian man with HIV. The article talks about recent openness in Georgia towards the LGBTQ community and towards sexuality more generally, but notes that this has not come with appropriate sex education, including discussion of sexually transmitted infections. Gobadze talks about the struggle of living with HIV in Georgia, where depression and stigma can cause more pain than the illness itself. He also talks about the problem with Georgian healthcare system, including a general disregard for confidentiality that impacts people with HIV more than others. If you missed Dina Oganivnova's Tbilisi exhibition at the beginning of October, which was awesome, you can see some of her photographs in Girls from the Future series on Post Pravda. The exhibition commemorates the International Day of the Girl Child and stresses the importance of realizing young girls' full potential, creating gender equality, and enabling access to education and healthcare. The Atlantic posted some more photographs by photographer Amos Chappell, this time of the annual sheep and shepherds migration from mountainous Tusheti to near the Azerbaijani border. The photos are accompanied by interesting facts about sheep and sheepdogs. All this stuff to read is posted on the forum. This week's dive bar number is 39. This is the number of boxes Evtkime Tachaishvili shipped from Tbilisi to Marseille in 1921 containing the Georgian National Treasury. Aside from his being a cool and very honest guy who had the same facial hair as me, there is a picture of him in the Tbilisi Marriott bar. See if you can find it. He, by the way, died under house arrest in the early 50s in Tbilisi when he brought the stuff back. because he figured he was too old to throw in jail. Poor guy. The Tbilisi Jazz Festival is running from the 2nd to the 5th of November. On the 4th at 3 p.m., musician Joe Lovano will host a masterclass for students at the Ivano Sadashvili Tbilisi State Conservatory. He will perform with the Joe Lovano Quartet afterwards at 8 o'clock at the Tbilisi Event Hall. On the 5th, the Papuna Shadikadze Trio featuring Eddie Gomez and Stanley Clark Band will perform in the Tbilisi Concert Hall also at 8 p.m. The Gift Arts Festival continues in Tbilisi this week. On Friday the 3rd, there's a play based on Anna Karenina, The Tragedy of Anna, performed by the Baltic House Theater at the Margashvili State Theater at 8 p.m. On Saturday the 4th at 6 p.m. at the theater on Antonelli, the Batumi Drama Theater will put on Syndrome, or Little Bird, Who's Going to Be Cheered Up With Your Song, a play about a blind grandfather and his grandchildren on a mission to the optician and also on a mission to kill. Finally, on Thursday the 7th, the Israeli Ayat Ensemble will perform Bipolar, a play based on Gogol's Diary of a Madman at the Turmanishvili Film Actors Theater at 8 p.m. The Georgian Foundation for Strategic and International Studies now seems to officially have been rechristened the Rondelli Foundation, named after a close friend of mine and a guy who's done more for Georgia than anybody else I have ever met, Alex Rondelli. On the 7th of November, the Rondelli Foundation is hosting a lecture entitled The Ream Island Ghost, Framing State Narratives on Terror, about how the Emirates used a terrorist attack to reaffirm the legitimacy of the state. Very interesting topic. The event starts at 6:30 in Tbilisi. They are relatively close to Parliament. Tbilisi State Orchestra is hosting the 3rd Tbilisi Baroque Festival from the 7th of November until the 7th of December. On the 6th at 3 p.m., there will be an open rehearsal, and then on the 7th, the opening night concert will start at 7:30 at the Rustaveli Theater, featuring Akumas Berlin. The Svaneti Museum in Mestia is hosting a double exhibition, Earthly and Sacred Universes, featuring the work of 19th century photographers Edward Curtis and Edokia Kozenikova from the 2nd of November until the 15th of February. Curtis is known for his photographs of Native Americans, the early 1900s, while Kozenikova is known for her work in Svaneti during the same period. That's it for this week. My Twitter address is at TXTBUK. That's Tango X-Ray, Tango Bravo Uniform Kilo. Our email is tpeelpod@gmail.com, or post the form on our website, www.tpeelpod.com. And we will finish with, in honor of Dima and all the photographers, Paul Simon's 1973 hit, Kodachrome.
It's a wonder I can think at all. And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Worse than